Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for PMI. We're going to dive into a positive, a minus, and something a little teeny tiny bit interesting. Here with JKJ. Who got to pee today?
Oh, hey, I got that too.
Oh, avocado lady has the pee.
Yay. Okay. This is actually a really good story because we know that people are traveling. It's the summer months, and a travel company with an office here in Denver talks about how people are going on solo vacations now. This is really neat, especially women. Women are leading the charge when it comes to exploring the world by yourself. They're saying that a lot of things are making this possible. Modern technology helps us feel safer about traveling alone than ever before, especially, again, among these women. 50% of people who travel out of this travel company are women who do it solo. So it's a really big trend. I myself love going on trips by myself because you don't have to check with anyone about anything. You're not doing anything that you don't want to do. You're not stopping for the bathroom if you don't have to.
You eat where you want. You sleep where you want. You can starfish that bed.
Gosh, when I went to Steamboat, it is still one of my favorite trips of all time because I left here, Denver, at like 2 in the morning, and I got up there by like 5, and I saw the sunrise, and I went and climbed to a waterfall. Then I went and got lunch. Then I went to a lake and dipped in there for a little bit. Then I went and ate some more, and I just loved it because all of the things were what I wanted to do, and that kind of
leave the bathroom door open.
Yes,
after all that
exactly.
Eating.
Exactly. Well, and they really like led the charge for all of my solo adventures. Like I go everywhere by myself pretty much because
you better never end up with somebody because you
I
love
know.
It so much. Now you
know.
Better not find yourself a man.
Like I'm going here. Like can I come with you? No, you can't.
No,
no I'm going to go by myself. But a lot of people are doing this. It's a trend. And again, if you feel like it's something you want to do, don't be afraid. Just make sure you map things out. You get things in order before you go. You have a plan.
Print out your directions on MapQuest and go.
MapQuest. Oh my God. Gosh.
Wow, really taking us back with that one, right? But yeah, I think that if you're looking at doing something by yourself, why not try it? And it's
let your light shine, girl.
Never been a better time to do it.
You're on your solo travel journey.
You're gonna love it.
Journey.
Get out there on your journey.
There is this other story out this morning about traveling. There was a poll asking parents what's the worst age when it comes to traveling, like with kiddos, and the average answer was 3.5 years old.
Oh yeah.
That's terrible toddlers, right?
They get bored easily. There's not enough joy in traveling yet. There's nothing good for kids that age about traveling. They just sit in the car and they whine about how they're hungry and they have to pee.
Yeah, nothing ever helps them. Like, they're never satisfied.
Ever. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
The average parent said that the max that they drive with a kid in the car at that age is 7 hours.
Oh, God.
And then they would cut it off for the day. Cut it off.
Yeah, that's a lot, too.
Yeah, screw that. That's a lot. I was like, that's a long time.
No, I want goldfish.
During those 7 hours, you're going to listen to 18 fights, deal with 14 mini tantrums, and hear 22 of these.
Twenty-two times?
Of them. Oh God! Put a screen in their face for God's sake.
I know.
Get them
right?
A tablet.
They are iPad kids.
All right. What's the minus?
I got the minus, and this is a study coming out of oddly enough, avocado green mattress.
Oh.
We all suck at waking up on time. We're really bad at mornings. Americans studied 2,000 Americans during their morning routines and found that almost 50% consider themselves really bad at mornings. On average, they skip the shower, they skip the breakfast, they skip the hygiene, they skip brushing their teeth in the mornings.
Oh, no.
38% of them said they skip brushing their teeth.
Oh, Lord.
They don't like it. And then about 50% again said that they also need multiple alarms to wake up, whereas people older generations like Gen Z or Gen Xers, and then even beyond that, it was only like 15% of people did not need an alarm to wake up, where now we need a lot of alarms. 63% of Gen Zers need multiple alarms. And I don't like that. Jer, I'm a lot like you. I wake up on my first alarm and I get out of bed right away.
Yeah, I'll wake up before my alarm generally now. Just up and at it.
That's because
I always said I could have been a good firefighter. Yeah, my prostate's massive right now.
Do you
I always said I could be a good firefighter because boom, I'm up and ready to go.
Do you wait
till that alarm goes up? Like if you wake up before, or you just get up?
No, I just shut it off and get
up.
See,
I like that. I like that
day.
Too.
I generally
just need one alarm, but if I do wake up before my alarm and it's like within reason, you know, not hours before,
yeah,
I'll get up too and just start my day and be like, eh, you know, whatever. It's,
you know,
fine.
It's funny. When I started this show, actually, I had to start doing the Mel Robbins thing because she has a trick where if you need to do something forward to it, it's the 3-2-1 method.
Oh.
So you're laying in bed.
I was thinking that.
Laying in bed and it's like, I have to get up. So 3-2-1, we're doing it. And by the time you hit one, it just makes you want to get up and do what you set out to do.
Isn't
it really works for me.
She
so
the same one you said that you should slide out of the
and
bed.
And that's if you can't do the 3-2-1.
And lay on the floor.
Exactly. If you can't make yourself.
She needs to make up her mind.
Well, and some people are just in that state of their life where they're feeling a little down. And so if getting out of bed is even too much for you, that's where the slither method.
The slither was so ridiculous. That method is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It works for some people, though.
Slide out of bed and then you lay on the floor. Yeah. Then you drag yourself to the bathroom and lay on the floor.
Yeah, I would like start my
and
day
and you lay on the toilet.
Poorly.
I know. Like for me, because I'm not in that, but some people are sad, right? And so that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
That's what they have to deal with.
But the
3-2-1 method, that one works for me.
Okay.
Like,
that's
up
good.
And
that's
at
good.
Them,
good,
you know?
Good.
Most of the younger generations consider themselves night owls and they don't get enough sleep. And I would say I used to be. Yeah. This job changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll
get up,
you.
Josh.
It'll get you. All right, here's the interesting. Let's talk about locking your doors. Do you guys lock your door if you, like, just run out for a quick errand or maybe down to the mailbox or something?
Yeah.
For everything.
Absolutely.
Me too. They did this giant poll, 2,000 Americans, to find out how often people are locking their doors. And yes, 7% of those 2,000 said, yeah, we'll lock it up even if I'm running outside for just a second to do a quick errand or go for a dog walk or to check the mail. They will turn around and lock the door. And
yep.
I'm within that camp. I'm constantly locking the door. If I go out to mow the lawn, I will lock the doors, you know, because I'm like, what if I'm out back and somebody sneaks in through the garage?
You're right, though.
Yeah.
You got to stay safe.
You got to stay safe. And it's funny because I always get a little uncomfortable when we go back to Iowa because they're very much a front doors unlocked all night long.
Yeah.
Like, we pull up to a grocery store, we pull up to the Hy-Vee, and, you know, we open the door, and they toss their keys down on the floor mat and close the door.
Jeez.
Or put them up in the sunscreen there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What?
Where I'm from, they keep
that's
the car
insane
running while they go into the gas station, and I'm like, you're just asking for
you
it.
You are.
Like, you know? Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Too trusting. But, yeah, they say basically a lot of people are out there just locking up the house for these little mini jaunts.
Well, see, I have PTSD because I was in high school and I had thousands of dollars of stuff stolen out of my car because I did not lock my doors. And ever since then,
gotta do it.
Always lock them. Always.
Yeah.
You just don't want to lose all that
you
stuff,
don't.
Man.
You sure
well,
don't.
I live up on the third floor, and I'll go in if I have groceries and I have multiple. I'll go in and bring the first round, and then I'll lock my door as I come back down to grab the second round
do
and bring
you
them
really?
Up.
Oh,
I do,
my gosh.
Well, again, you're single
exactly.
lady. You don't want to walk into somebody.
You never
That's
know
smart.
What can happen. So I'll lock my door a lot.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Smart move. All right, guys. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ.